And this is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. Graduation Matters Montana is now accepting applications for the 2016 Challenge Fund. Submissions must be completed by March 4th. It will provide more than $190,000 in competitive grants statewide. State School Superintendent Denise Juno says the grants help strengthen communities.
Bring their communities together, their small businesses, their nonprofit organizations to really make a difference for students and make sure they're successful in the next phase of their life.
The fund will grant up to $10,000 to new and existing Graduation Matters communities. A U.S. Senate committee has approved a $420 million water rights settlement with the Montana Blackfeet American Indian Tribe. Yesterday's vote by the Indian Affairs Committee sends the measure to the full Senate. The settlement proposes to rehabilitate the Four Horns Dam and Blackfeet Irrigation Project and make other improvements on the Blackfeet Tribe's northwestern Montana reservation. Negotiations on the agreement began more than 30 years ago. It was approved by the Montana legislature in 2009. Prior attempts failed to advance the settlement through Congress. The administration of President Barack Obama objected to its original price tag of $591 million. The latest version is sponsored by Democratic Senator John Tester and Republican Senator Steve Daines. The tribe must approve the settlement before it can become effective. A jury has cleared two former Yellowstone County sheriff's deputies of wrongdoing in the death of a man who they say they shot as he was driving toward them in a stolen vehicle. The Billings Gazette reports that an inquest was held to determine whether Jason Robinson and Christopher Rudolph acted criminally in the shooting. A jury ruled yesterday that the deputies were justified in the January 2015 death of Lauren Simpson. The county attorney could still decide to file charges against the deputies, who both resigned. Authorities say a convicted felon in Montana assaulted two sheriff's deputies with bear spray. The Daily Interlake reports that Flathead County Sheriff Chuck Curry says the deputies were planning to question a 23-year-old man about reports that he was peeping into a window. Curry says the man then pulled out a can of bear spray and sprayed it at the two deputies. He ran off, but was caught by them. A jury in Montana has heard opening arguments of a Montana woman who's suing a nurse practitioner, a doctor, and their respective clinics, saying they failed to order prenatal tests that could have diagnosed her daughter's cystic fibrosis. Carrie Evans of Gardner is seeking more than $14 million in damages. An attorney for Dr. William Peters of Bozeman told jurors that Evans declined the blood test. A 27-year-old former Butte High School band teacher has entered a plea on charges that he sexually assaulted a student and provided alcohol to other students. Scott L. York entered an Alford plea on the sexual assault charge. Now, under an Alford plea, he doesn't admit guilt, but acknowledges prosecutors have enough evidence to gain a conviction. He's set to be sentenced on April 6th. The University of Montana will need to cut its budget by 2 to 2.5% in the next fiscal year to reconcile expenses with income. That's in addition to the job cuts happening now. University President Roy Sengstrom made that announcement yesterday afternoon at his annual mid-year update address on campus. He said that the recent staff cuts that are eliminating 192 full-time positions at the school gets the budget two-thirds of the way to being in balance.
We are looking probably at a 2 to 2.5% reduction in non-personnel operating budget of the university.
Engstrom said repeatedly in his address how difficult times are now at the school due to the $12 million budget deficit that's made the job cuts necessary. But he said UM is taking actions to boost recruiting, emphasizing that everyone on campus has a responsibility to be a recruiter and help attract more students. Engstrom also made what he called a significant announcement that the school is launching a new University of Montana Health and Medicine Initiative, or UMHM. He said the initiative should help the university expand offerings in the growing healthcare fields.
We'll use UMHM as a portal to build our university into the prominent health campus in our region, attracting faculty, students, and staff, at UM or to UM to work and study in the health professions.
Engstrom said the health initiative holds potential for UM to grow. He also said it's time to rewrite the university's strategic plan. Engstrom says there will be a campus-wide revisioning process and that he'll put together a coordinating council of 15 to 20 people to help drive it. The council will also take input broadly from across campus with the goal of having a new five-year strategic plan written in the next 6 to 8 months.
So that collectively we can come forward with a good, concise, powerful statement that tells the world who we are, who we want to be, and why we're the great institution that we are.
Engstrom also reached out to critics who are worried the university is drifting away from what he calls its heart as a liberal arts university. He's calling for a campus-wide discussion of why the liberal arts are central to education and is recruiting a group to advise him on how to best communicate the importance of the liberal arts. Officials from a jail in Hardin that has mostly sat empty since it opened in 2007 are looking to take in prisoners from the overcrowded Yellowstone County Jail. The Billings Gazette reports Warden Mike Porter told Yellowstone County officials yesterday they could send prisoners to the Hardin Jail for $68 a day per inmate. The Yellowstone County Jail is about 200 inmates over capacity. Porter urged county officials to make use of the Two Rivers Regional Detention Facility, which has 464 beds. But Yellowstone County officials have expressed concerns over whether the facility meets jail standards, its supervision of inmates, and the building's lack of natural lighting. The Hardin Jail has struggled to find inmate contracts for revenue since the Bureau of Indian Affairs dropped its contract in October. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.